Hi, I'm Carl Azuz, happy to bring you 10 minutes of commercial-free current events. This is CNN Student News. First up today, security in Sochi. The 2014 Winter Olympics begin there on February 7th. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country will do everything possible to keep the Games safe and to protect visitors to Sochi. 40,000 Russian police and security forces will be guarding the events. International officials are concerned about possible terrorism. Islamic militants have threatened to attack the Games, and Russian police have handed out flyers of a woman they say may now be in Sochi and may be planning an attack. In Dagestan, a Russian republic about 400 miles east of Sochi, police have been hunting suspected militants. Over the past few days, they say they've killed several people with suspected ties to terrorists. Meanwhile, the U.S. is putting at least one warship and several transport aircraft on standby in case an attack happens. It's making plans to get Americans out if Russia asks for help. Our next story today began in 2004. That's when the European Space Agency launched an unmanned spacecraft named Rosetta. Its mission, which cost about $1.7 billion, find a comet, land on it, send back loads of info about what that's like. But it's been sleeping for a couple years now, a planned part of its journey. And mission control in Germany was on pins and needles during Rosetta's wake-up call.
Cheers ring out in mission control as European spacecraft Rosetta signals from 500 million miles away that it's awake after its 2.5-year hibernation. The reason for the deep sleep? Just like humans, the spacecraft needed to recharge its batteries.
But now we got it back. Now it's up to us to drive it to the comet.
For nearly 10 years, Rosetta has been chasing a comet through space, hoping to one day land on its surface for scientific research and capturing some incredible images along the way, like this one of the surface of Mars and this showing the moon rising over the Pacific Ocean. Scientists beamed a wake-up call to Rosetta early Monday, then waited and waited for word that their intergalactic Rip Van Winkle was again up and running. Finally, a tweet from space, simply, "Hello, world."
I think it's been the longest hour of my life.
The stage is now set for what promises to be a historic spaceflight event.
This is just the beginning. You know, without today, without the wake-up, we wouldn't have a mission at all.
Rosetta will now scout the comet for the perfect place to land before sending a probe to touch down on the comet's surface in November. The probe, a type of portable laboratory, will map, drill, and analyze samples as it travels with the comet on a trip around the sun, beaming its results back to Earth.
We know that that's going to be a great adventure ride for everybody and return some fantastic science about the origins of our own solar system and potentially the origins of life on this planet.
Well, as far as folks in the north and eastern U.S. are concerned, life is cold. The National Weather Service says this part of the country is in the icebox. 3 to 9 inches of snow was expected yesterday from the Virginias to Massachusetts. The federal government told many of its Washington, D.C. employees, stay home. There was a major impact at airports, too, with thousands of flights canceled. But in Ohio, there's a state of emergency. More than 10% of people who live there use propane tanks or heating oil to keep their homes warm. And the icy weather coincides with a rare shortage of both. The state of emergency will allow trucks that carry the fuel to work longer hours. Out west, a very different kind of emergency in California. A drought, the worst ever recorded there, has dried up lakes and reservoirs, worsened wildfires, and killed off crops.